A labor migration scheme has been developed to reverse the trend of irregular migration from Ghana to Europe. The Minister of Employment and Social Welfare, Enoch Tehmensah, said the scheme will create a legal entry and exit system for migrants and also protect employers and employees. The minister was speaking at the opening of a conference on labor migration management in Accra. Here's a report by Roslyn Ganyaglu.
Ghana faces a severe brain drain of professional workers, leaving human resource gaps in areas such as the health sector. The changes in migration trends over the years have necessitated a strategic approach to migration management. The conference will facilitate a coherent approach to the issue in Ghana, Nigeria, Senegal and Libya by assessing their policies and practices. The Employment and Social Welfare Minister, Enoch Tehmensah, said government remains committed to promoting decent work and enhancing social protection of citizens. He said more benefits could be derived from a successful labour migration scheme with EU countries. He asked participants to draw lessons from existing secular migration programs to serve as the basis for the development and implementation of future migration programs. The Senior Regional Advisor of International Organization for Migration, IOM Sub-Saharan Africa, Charles Quinin, intimated that migration has come to stay and as such, government and non-governmental actors must recognize it as an integral part of the global economy. He noted that one major challenge is the formulation and implementation of humane and equitable labor migration policies. He, however, stated that IOM is well positioned to offer assistance to support the efforts of countries in the sub-region. In an address, the Chief of Missions, IOM Ghana, Dinyen Epstein, said secular migration schemes come with development opportunities for both sending and receiving countries which must be harnessed. This informs why IOM Ghana is collaborating with the Netherlands and Italian missions to implement projects that will enable Ghanaian migrants undertake temporary returns. Ms. Epstein announced that 20 Ghanaian migrant workers will be taken to Italy to work in the farming sector for 3 months.
Roslyn Ganyaglu's report.